Photo credit, Silent Swing painting by Leslie M. Jasper. Hello everyone. How is your Tuesday going today during your holiday week, if you indeed celebrate a holiday this week? We are getting closer to your feast that you will have with friends and or family? I'm hosting my son, so I'm cooking a mini feast this week. I already started with planning and items on the menu for this week. Make sure you reach out to loved ones isolating themselves during the Thanksgiving festivities. They may be isolating this week due to COVID-19 or other factors such as a lack of finances. As I shared in an earlier post, I have another playoff game at Middletown High School on Saturday, 11/27, at 6 p.m. The Carmel Rams are playing against Newburgh Free Academy next week as Middletown High School hosts the next playoff game. If the Carmel Rams defeat Newburgh Free Academy the following week after, on December 4, 2021, then they will be the trip up to Syracuse, New York for the state championship. I'm looking forward to this game this upcoming weekend. Of course, the day after Thanksgiving is known here in the United States as Black Friday. For the record, I'm not a Black Friday kind of person at all. I have done it once in my entire adult life. That one experience made me absolutely miserable. I then asked myself as to why I volunteered for this nonsense. I am not fond of big crowds that test my patience either. Being within a very large metropolitan city with a bunch of people makes Black Friday even more overwhelming. I don't think I would do Black Friday in a small town in a Walmart either. I just find it as an opportunity to act the fool with a strong desire to claw the eyes out of some other savage. It is not a good thing and best to avoid losing my shit over a stupid purchase that is not necessary in the big scheme of life. I'm just not desperate for purchases that may save me $10 while disrupting my peace and possibly landing me into criminal trouble. I don't see the value in that at all. If you are a Black Friday freak, let me know in the comments down below. If you are joining me as a Black Friday hater, give me a shout out in the comments section below. Now that I am done ranting about Black Friday, let me tell you the real purpose of this blog post. My illustrator Anastasia, from Tad Art out of Russia, just sent me some drafts of the last of the illustrations for my first children's book entitled, Not All Girls Play With Dolls. The book is intended to loosely share my life as a child and how I picked up my trade of choice as an electrician. It should inspire young girls to chase their dreams and don't allow doubt or the negative vibes of others to get in the way. Once the illustrations are finished, it's a matter of putting the words on the page and get it published and ready to go live. When you are an independent author, you can publish it to create space that creates the product as a print on demand for Amazon. It is the best way to get your book out into an audience without having to beg a publishing house or agent to take on your project. Even if I don't sell many copies, this creative project gives me purpose and is my electronic and tangible legacy for my family. In the current social climate today, it may do better than when I first decided to work on the children's book project. Unless I do the illustrations myself, it takes a long time to get it completed. I am entertaining the idea of doing my own illustrations in a future project. I am not sure if I will get frustrated with the process. I recently started painting, as of last winter, with my podcast co-host Melissa. Some paintings actually turned out cool and some are not my best work. I have fun and I am at peace while I am doing it, so that is important. I shared my favorite painting so far up at the top of this blog post. Here are some recent draft illustrations from my upcoming children's book entitled, Not All Girls Play With Dolls. As a teenager, I used to drive the 18-wheelers into the bays so that my dad could perform service on them. I used to spend my summers in the truck shop helping him and learning how to perform mechanical work on them. I cut my teeth on learning different hardware sizes while working on cleaning material up in the shop. I had to get past the initial huge fear of failure, as a 14-year-old girl, when I first started driving them in the yard for him. My dad knew what I was capable of doing even before I knew it. I grasped a pulse on my mechanical abilities based upon the score I received for my military exam, known by the acronym as FAB, when I was 16 years old. I was offered a military career choice of becoming an airplane mechanic on an aircraft carrier. Instead, I chose to become an electrician. Dad always used to say that I was smart and strong, so I was capable of doing anything I put my mind to doing. He said it so much and gave me these wild opportunities that I took. Over time, I believed what he said. The funny thing was that other drivers in the shop knew that I was moving the tractor trailers into the shop. It's possible that the owner even knew that I was driving the trucks. I went from fearing an accident that would get my dad fired to absolutely becoming confident of my abilities. In retrospect, I am honored that my dad risked his job in order to give me a chance to gain major confidence. If I didn't have that, I don't know how I would have navigated my career in my young adult years. If I have to, I get under the hood of my own car and fix things when needed. My dad always used to tell me that people should not drive a car unless they at least know how to change a tire and the oil. With the invention of YouTube tutorials, I'm willing to tackle just about anything if I have the proper tools. Here are some finished illustrations to share. What do you think about the illustrations? I think Anastasia is very talented and an absolute pleasure to work with during this process. She has been extremely fair with prices and her approach to the project. If you are in need of some illustrations, look for tad_art on the website Fiverr. I would most definitely have Anastasia work on my future projects since she is so talented. I need to really beef up my creativeness in order to get to any level that she is on. Thankfully, I am able to hire her to work on my illustrations instead of frustrating myself by trying to do it myself. I plan to work further on my creativity and do some more paintings this Friday with Melissa. At some point, Melissa and I are going to sell the painting somewhere online. I welcome any pointers on selling paintings online. Melissa is more into pour art instead of painting. Prior to trying out painting, my creativeness only extended to writing. I can thank a few of those sip and paint sessions to spark my curiosity as to what I can actually create. I will share some of my new artwork when I think to post it. I'm sharing my 6 latest podcast episodes that have been released for the Verbally Disastrous podcast via links for Spotify and YouTube down below. If you are into reading on a Kindle, check out my newest short story release that belongs to my Construction Tales Told by a Woman Kindle Vella Library short story series on Amazon down below. Short story number 8 is entitled, Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker. I am halfway through another short story where I discuss my work experience of working along the railroad projects. I worked for a particular shop that only did that type of work for 5 years. It will become a future podcast episode as well, so stay tuned. If anyone has read any of my other short stories, by all means let me know what you think. It's now time to work on some other holiday tasks and get ready for the upcoming holiday. It's time to buy a turkey today, get that baby ready. Try to enjoy your Tuesday and what is left of the short holiday work week. I wish you a great morning/afternoon/evening on your side of the globe and a restful or productive day. The Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. I had a friend ask me about opening up a store to pick up some merchandise. We have a wide variety of custom Verbally Disastrous logo items available. I am open to product suggestions as well. The Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. https://mystoreC1f946.creatorspring.com. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous podcast on Spotify. The Verbally Disastrous podcast on Spotify. Here is Verbally Disastrous present season number 1, episode number 35, Donnie's High Voltage Career Stories Part A on YouTube. Here is Verbally Disastrous present season number 1, episode number 36, Donnie's High Voltage Career Stories Part B on YouTube. Season number 1, episode number 37, Part A, Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker on YouTube. Season number 1, episode number 38, Part B, Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous present season number 1, episode number 39, Part A, Most Random Encounters on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous present season number 1, episode number 40, Part B, Most Random Encounters on YouTube. I shared my latest short story that has been loaded up to my Construction Tales Told by a Woman Kindle Vella Library on Amazon recently. The latest short story is entitled, Number 8, Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker. I decided to write about the impact of the 2008 recession on myself and my family. I managed to get caught up in this vicious cycle of unemployment that happened as a result of the economic recession. Boy, was that an emotionally draining part of my life. I wanted to share the story in an effort to make the reader aware of how deeply the construction industry was impacted by the actions on Wall Street. This short story is now also available as 2 Verbally Disastrous podcast episodes. Construction Tales Told by a Woman, 8, Kindle Vella Short Stories on Amazon. Construction Tales Told by a Woman for Kindle Vella, Amazon. Cheers. Leslie M. Jasper. Author and host of the hashtag Verbally Disastrous podcast, now live on many platforms that include Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Soundtrap, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube. The audio blog, Verbally Disastrous Podcast and Construction Tales blog. Now available on Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Hashtag Kindle Vella, hashtag Free Britney, hashtag Amazon Music, hashtag Anastasia Taranenko, hashtag Fiverr, hashtag Cat_Art, hashtag Pandora Podcasts, hashtag Soundtrap, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Audio, hashtag Intro, hashtag Fun, hashtag Hot, hashtag Mess, hashtag Creations, hashtag Connecticut, hashtag New York, hashtag Family, hashtag Foolery, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag New, hashtag Topics, hashtag How To, hashtag Secrets, hashtag Women, hashtag Powerful, hashtag Strong, hashtag Shorts, hashtag Men, hashtag Teen, hashtag Trinata Laugh, hashtag Edgy, hashtag Realistic, hashtag Explicit, hashtag Mature, hashtag Shocking, hashtag Thought Provoking, hashtag Fresh, hashtag Dark, hashtag Must Watch, hashtag SoundCloud, hashtag YouTube, hashtag Johnny, hashtag Creative, hashtag IX, hashtag Reddit, hashtag Community, hashtag Leslie at Verb Disastrous, hashtag Strong Women, hashtag Women in Construction, hashtag Empower, hashtag Gender, hashtag iConduit, hashtag Female Renovator, hashtag Renovation, hashtag Project, hashtag Woman Construction Project, hashtag Strong, hashtag Slideshow, hashtag 2013 Project, hashtag LearnBeWatching, hashtag Girl Power, hashtag SheTrock, hashtag Tape, hashtag Electrical, hashtag Plumbing, hashtag Tile, hashtag Dust, hashtag Dirt, hashtag Debris, hashtag Basement, hashtag Paint, hashtag Renovate, hashtag Insulation, hashtag Hi-Hats, hashtag Wiring, hashtag Metal Studs, hashtag Screws, hashtag Workout, hashtag Johnny, hashtag Promo, hashtag Videos, hashtag Creative, hashtag Sons, hashtag Discuss with them, hashtag Topics, hashtag Tom, hashtag Open Conversation, hashtag Johnny, Episodes, hashtag Lot Lizard, hashtag Amazon Prime, hashtag Video, hashtag Documentary, hashtag Netflix, hashtag Gorilla Glue, hashtag Gorilla, hashtag Glue, hashtag Spray, hashtag Gorilla Glue Woman, hashtag Hair, hashtag Hair Surgery, hashtag Los Angeles, hashtag DRO Bang, hashtag Plastic Surgeon, hashtag Alcoholic, hashtag Drinks, hashtag Testing, hashtag Episodes, hashtag Release, hashtag Soon, hashtag Alcoholic, hashtag Samples, hashtag Revelstoke, hashtag New Amsterdam, hashtag Pink Whitney, hashtag Wicked Pickle, hashtag Bird Dog, hashtag Blackberry, hashtag Whiskey, hashtag Vodka, hashtag 99 Bananas, hashtag Old Smoky, hashtag 2023_, hashtag Video Gaming, hashtag Streaming, hashtag OSHA 502, hashtag Renewal, hashtag Trainthy Trainer, hashtag Grid, hashtag Anchor, hashtag Breaker, hashtag Google Podcasts, hashtag Pocket Casts, hashtag Radio Public, hashtag Article, hashtag Life, hashtag Apprentice, hashtag Comedy Central, hashtag Skit, hashtag Jessa Reed, hashtag Apple Podcasts, hashtag Deezer, hashtag Podchaser, hashtag Podbean, hashtag TuneIn, hashtag Castbox, hashtag Player FM, hashtag iHeartRadio, hashtag Stitcher, hashtag Acast, hashtag Podcast Gang, hashtag Podcast Addict, hashtag Ziplining, hashtag Adventure Park, hashtag Preshkit, hashtag Say No to Rapists, hashtag Justice for Uwa, hashtag Not All Girls Play With Dolls. Hashtag Scholastic, hashtag Nonfiction, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Drop Everything and Read, hashtag Spring Book Fair 2021, hashtag Love of Reading, hashtag Reading, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Books, hashtag Funny, hashtag NYC, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag Book Fair, hashtag Bookjoy, hashtag Read Anywhere, hashtag Love to Read, hashtag All for Books, hashtag Adult, hashtag FBF21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag B21, hashtag IKBF21, hashtag KLF21, hashtag HKTDC21, hashtag GBF21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag LATFOB21, hashtag SIBF21, hashtag FILBO21, hashtag IVE21, hashtag BAPF21, hashtag MEEF21, hashtag BIDSP21, hashtag BS21, hashtag BBF21, hashtag HIV21, hashtag IPTOF21, hashtag IBBF21, hashtag IF21, hashtag JLF21, hashtag Jive21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag NDWBF21, hashtag TIBE21, hashtag TIF21, hashtag BCBF21, hashtag LeverParis21, hashtag SDLDM21, hashtag HBF21, hashtag Phil21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag SBF21, hashtag BooQueen21, hashtag Vive21, hashtag ADIPF21, hashtag APE21, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Book, hashtag Buku Islami, hashtag B, hashtag Bukamura, hashtag Islamist Book Fair, hashtag Buku, hashtag Book Lover, hashtag Buku Sahara, hashtag Book Berlin, hashtag Book Love, hashtag Share, hashtag Bookshelf, hashtag International Book Fair, hashtag Bookholic, hashtag Hualbuku, hashtag Hual Bukamura, hashtag Reading, hashtag Obrabaku, hashtag Buku Indi, hashtag Buku Jogja, hashtag Tokabukamura, hashtag Bukmes, hashtag Lanka, hashtag Pasarbaku, hashtag Bukalanka, hashtag Vipe, hashtag Palbelabaku Online, hashtag Online Shop, hashtag Pollen Online, hashtag Book Lovers, hashtag and Resbooks, hashtag Reading Books, hashtag Books Off Instagram, hashtag Bachwood Stalling, hashtag Book, hashtag Bookish, hashtag Book Berlin Kids, hashtag Tokabuku Online, hashtag Boimala, hashtag Lazen, hashtag Bookworm, hashtag Poetry, hashtag Gonter, hashtag FBM, hashtag Bazarbaku, hashtag Book Review, hashtag Berlin, hashtag Read, hashtag Writer, hashtag Berliner Buchmess, hashtag Buchmesse Berlin, hashtag Author, hashtag Instabooks, hashtag Bach for Coping, hashtag Virtual Book Fair, hashtag Book Addict.